What I want to do today, in terms of the preaching of the word of the Lord, is to make sure that we truly are celebrating the Good Shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ. And in this passage in John chapter 10, the very next verse, what wasn't in our reading today, was the verse that says, I am the Good Shepherd. And so I want us to be celebrating not only the Good Shepherd, but really the Great Shepherd that we have in the person of Jesus Christ. The scripture reading that I want to begin with is an obscure one. It's right out of this passage in John in chapter 10 and verse 9, but it's one that I don't think we often pay very much attention to. The title of the sermon today is from this scripture, and this scripture is from John 10 and 9, where it says that you will go in and out and find pasture. You'll go in and out and find pasture. So let me read that for you. Jesus says, I am the door. By me, if any man enters in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for, Lord, this beautiful day you've given us. We thank you for yourself. And we ask now as we come here today to celebrate how indeed you are a good and a great shepherd for us. Help us, Lord God, to appreciate you, to bask in, Lord, the light that you are, and to be filled with all of the provision and the benefits that you give to your sheep, that you give to your people. Father, already today we've raised our hands before you. Lord, in a sense, we're in your sanctuary, for you abide in the midst of your people. And as we raise our hands are empty in ourselves, but filled because of what you give. And so do that work in us today, again, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. Shepherding is all over our lectionary readings today. We sang the psalm, but each week as we have lectionary readings, there is also a psalm connected to it, and indeed Psalm 23 is the psalm for today. And the theme of Psalm 23, you know very well, the Lord is my shepherd, but it then goes on to describe all of the provision that we have at his hand. It is complete, Psalm 23 is, not only with the acknowledgement that the Lord is our shepherd, but it's complete with all of those pleasant and beautiful and life-giving and even the abundant things, the beauty and the landscape of a place where a sheep, a lamb even, can flourish. It's a beautiful image. Perhaps you remember from the New Testament lesson where Peter read to us from 1 Peter in chapter 2 and verse 25, it says, you were as sheep going astray. Past tense, that's who we used to be. You were as sheep that were going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your soul. We were like sheep going astray, but now we have returned to Christ. He's our shepherd. Now, I haven't seen many of you face to face in a long time. It's been at least a while, but I can assure you this idea of returning here is not about you returning to see me. It's about you returning to Jesus as your shepherd. It's not about me. It is always, it is ever, it is only, it is all about Jesus as your shepherd. And you know, the church, we're gathered here as a church, the called out ones, the ecclesia in the Greek. Today more than ever, we should know that it's not about the building. And it's not even about the parking lot. It's about us. We are the called out ones. We are his sheep. He is the shepherd of this flock. So it's not about the building, not about the parking lot. And so Right off the bat, I want to say this. This idea in this scripture where it says you will go in and out, it's not about going into that building or out of the building. It's not about having church in there or having church out here. It's not about services that are inside and out. But this idea of going in and out is about his regular provision to us, his regular care, his regular shelter, the regular nutrition that he provides for us, and the routine. I don't want you to miss that word, routine. There's going in and out, and in your going in and out, you will find pasture. And in some sense, without routine, without the going in and the going out, you won't get to the pasture. I'll explain that in just a bit. But it is about routine. And so let me begin by telling you a little bit about sheep, because I have a vague familiarity with them. The first thing you need to know about sheep, I don't know where they got their name from, they're scaredy cats. When you think of a sheep, you ought to think of a scaredy cat, because that's what they are. They're anxious. They're nervous. Their dominant need is one of safety and security. As much as we may share, like all animals, a sense in which we have a similar desire for excitement and adventure, that may be true to some degree, even in us, even in them, at root, especially sheep. And again, Jesus refers to us as sheep. At root, sheep need and they like security and safety and familiarity and routine. And so I submit to you that no small part of what Jesus is teaching when he's telling us that he is this good shepherd here, and he describes to them that they're going in and out and they will find pasture as a part of their salvation, no small part of that in and out is the routine. In that routine, they have their security and their safety and their familiarity. That's no small part of it. I think about the times when we had our school operating here. And how the kids, and I don't mean little baby goats. When I say kids, I say children. Kids, children end up flourishing. When? When they know the parameters. Even when they know the perimeter, I can't go outside that fence. Those are my limits. When they're settled in them, and when they have routine, when they know the ins and the outs of the classroom, they can feed educationally. They can flourish educationally because they know the ins and the outs. They flourish under those parameters and inside that perimeter. The fences help them to relax and provide that atmosphere where they can learn. And there, inside the fence and inside those parameters, there they can flourish. There they can learn. And I would further submit to you that this is true of children. It's also true of sheep out in the field at home. There is no abundant life or flourishing in a stress-filled environment. Looking out even at the landscape behind my home as I watch there, as I see that, the sheep find their greatest liberty inside those boundaries. When one of them gets out, they're panicked, they're walking around, they're back and forth, how do I get back in? They're really stupid, let me tell you. But when they get out there, they're just unsettled. They're not flourishing. They're in a panic. They find their greatest liberty in those boundaries. And there, as I was able to even observe yesterday, there they frolic about in the field. They have abundant life. They're in the pasture. They're able to enjoy the pasture. You know, if I'm with my sheep And I'm in a barn stall there, and you know, they're not comfortable because I'm trying to attend to a baby or I'm trying to do something there. I could put food right in front of them. They will starve before they eat that food if they're unsettled. They will starve to death if they're not comfortable, feeling safe and feeling secure. And so part of this in and out are the ins and outs of the faith that help us really flourish. And so even at home, the sheep, they frolic there in the field, but it requires a certain settledness, a predictability, a familiarity. And I would submit to you that that is not only the beauty of what we read in Psalm 23, that is the landscape of what we see in Psalm 23. The going in and the going out is where and how we find pasture and how will we will be those who partake of it. And so when I think of even the Word of God here, and God provides us with that Word and that abundance of food, we need to be those who are able to partake of it and have that settledness ourselves. And so I would add this as a mini by the way. The aim, the desire on my end, the goal on my end of those little daily emails that I've been sending is that you would have a sense of familiarity and routine and settledness about your life. I'll give you a little scripture here, just a little thing to keep life a little bit more routine, helping you to feel settled, helping you to be a little bit more predictable in terms of what is going on in the world. That's the aim. But then I would say, look here, look at this letter that Jesus Christ has sent to every single one of you. I give you this little tidbit that may or may not even make any sense. He gives you this. This is the daily bread. This is the predictability. This is the familiarity of what God provides for you to feed upon. You go in and you out, you go in and out, and this is your routine every day, and there you can find your pasture. You can partake, you can be fed, you can be filled, you can have nourishment. He gives us this daily bread, and he sends it out to you every day. You know, the whole of the gospel lesson that we had is about this routine, and it's about this familiarity. And I would remind us all, and I think we're experiencing this right now, even in our culture, it does not take a whole lot to spook the sheep. Again, I can go out in the barn, and you know what, if I put some food down, that sheep is going to eat that food. But if I'm doing anything out of the ordinary, that sheep is going to be on edge. She's always going to be looking, for her way to get out, to escape. She's insecure. It doesn't take a lot to spook the sheep. It doesn't take a lot to spook people. I think we've come to learn that. They flee the unfamiliar. And when Jesus is speaking in John chapter 10, they don't go after the strange voice. They don't go after the one who is merely a hireling because he's not familiar. They will flee from that which is not familiar to them, but they will follow that safe, familiar voice. And they trust him as they ought to trust him, for he is eminently trustworthy in both the gospel lesson and our New Testament reading from 1 Peter. There were frequent reminders in those scriptures about his trustworthiness. He lays down his life for theirs. As we read that, we remember that. So the sheep know that they can be in that same stall or in that same pasture area with that familiar person who they know has laid down his life for them. He lays down his life for them. That's what Peter tells us. For us, that scripture says in 1 Peter 2, for us he suffered. That same passage says that He bore our sins on the tree. He bore our sins. The reason he went to the cross, you know, the cross is just not some benign, obscure historical fact. Right in that passage, it says he bore our sins on that tree. What a trustworthy shepherd we have. And then finally, in terms of him being trustworthy and them being comfortable with him, we read in that passage, it says, by his stripes we are healed. So the sheep know that he's the one who suffered for me. He's the one who bore my sins on that tree. It's by his stripes that we are healed. Those sheep can have great confidence in that shepherd, eminently trustworthy. And then we come to the gospel lesson. And if we read carefully, what we read there is it says that he leads them out and he goes before them. So again, I have a barn, I have a little corral area, and you know what? I don't just point and say, I've never had a sheep ever where I've done this, and that's where they went. Never once. And so in John 10, it says Jesus leads them. And it says specifically in that passage, he goes before them. So again, this whole idea of routine, and you know, every day, this, you know, you got walk them out, you walk them out. Sooner or later, they'll get it. But that routine, that familiarity, that trustworthiness is all a part of this. Not simply pointing the way. I remember that comment that Alan exposed me to some months ago about, you know, if you want to be a really good shepherd, you have to smell like the sheep. That means I don't stand out there on the balcony, on the deck of my house and, you know, direct them around. I have to be out there with them. And this is who Jesus was. This is who Jesus is. He goes before us. Now, let me connect this further, this idea of going in and going out and finding pasture. Let me connect it further to Acts in chapter 2. And just in this handful of verses, if we read it carefully in Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47, 17 times there's the word and. So they did this, and they did that, and they did this, and they did that, and they did that. Does that sound like familiarity and regularity to you? Yes, it does. Does it sound like routine? Yes. Repeatedly in that passage it says, they continued to do this, and they continued to do that. Those were the ins and outs of the faith. We could put it that way. The ins and the outs of the faith that make for our ability to not only enjoy the pasture, but to enjoy the nutrition that comes from the pasture. Talk about repetition. Talk about routine. 17 times. The wind is blowing too hard for me to open my Bible, but in verse 46, it talks about how they continued. And one of the things that they were continuing to do was to break bread. And again, this whole idea, as we've been studying what the breaking of the bread is about, the breaking of the bread is a reminder of our identification with Christ. Our baptism, we died with him, we're resurrected with him. We find our identity in Christ. These were identity-building actions taking place in Acts chapter 2. Furthermore, in verse 42, not only are there more ands, A-N-D-S, you know, things that they continually did, but it says again that they continued to do these things, and they continued to do these things steadfastly. Not in a haphazard way, not in a way where they were just simply going through the motions. As a matter of fact, in a more modern translation, it says that they were devoted to doing these things. They were devoted to the apostles' teaching. And they were devoted to the fellowship. And they were devoted to the breaking of bread. And they were devoted to the prayer meeting. And every single one of them has a definite article before them. When it says they were devoted to the teaching. It's not just any old teaching. The sheep, the shepherd, the early disciples were not sitting around, oh, what can we learn about geometry today? Or what can we learn about the Greek language today? It was the teaching of the apostles. Literally in the Greek, it is they were devoted to the Didache. And then furthermore, the next one, it says that they were devoted to the fellowship. I preached on this some years ago. And again, our modern culture has kind of taken those definite articles and thrown them out the window. And they say, oh, I'm devoted to fellowship. I'll call somebody. I'll have a high five. I'll have this kind of casual relationship. The definite article means that this is a special group. They weren't just devoted to fellowship. They were devoted to the fellowship. That called out group that God has called us to be a part of. Furthermore, they devoted themselves to the breaking of the bread. Not just eating meals, not just having a pizza party, but the supper, not just supper, the supper. And they were devoted to that. And then finally, when it talks about they were devoted to prayer, literally it says they were devoted to the prayers. Those were set prayers and even set prayer meeting times. Devoted to that. My point is this, is that those four things mentioned in that scripture, they were the ins and outs of the faith. Again, this all comes from the beginning in John chapter 10. If any man by me be saved, he comes through the door, I'm the door, he will go in and out. These are the ins and outs of the faith. And we find our pasture there. The damage that is done in this crisis of COVID, and even the danger of COVID, is the breaking off of all of these ins and outs, the breaking off of all of these means. And they are simply means. Means of knowing and being nourished by Jesus Christ, but they are gifts to us given by Him. And our response to COVID has been, we're going to put these ins and outs aside. I wonder how my sheep would do at home if no shepherd ever showed up and no one was out there doing the ins and outs every day and helping them have the familiarity that they have that enables them to flourish and to frolic, and nobody fixed the fence. They might feel a level of freedom for a minute, but they would be panicked. They ultimately would be lost. The danger and the damage of COVID is the breaking of these means, these ins and outs. But those means, they are the means that have been given to us by Jesus Christ, and they are employed by the shepherd, the good and great shepherd, Jesus Christ. And so during these 7 weeks, I hope that you have missed them, and I want you to think about it. Have you missed them? I hope that you have. I hope that we can have them restored to us. Historically, these were and these are the comforts and the stabilities and the securities and the predictabilities and the familiarities. This was the landscape of the settledness that marks the landscape for the people of God. These ins and outs are the green pasture. And this is the environment from which we read. And again, I'm in Acts chapter 2 and verse 43 now. It says, as they were doing these ins and outs, it says, many wonders were done. Many wonders were done. This COVID thing has caused a pause in all of these ins and outs. And so we have to ask ourselves, do we want these wonders being done again? We must be a people who are devoted to these things again. And truth be told, listen, truth be told, before the pause, could it be said that we were not as devoted? And I won't say that we were not as devoted as we should have been. I could say that, but I won't. I will say this. Were we as devoted as they were in Acts chapter 2? They who saw those wonders being done before COVID, were we as devoted to the ins and outs of the faith as they were? Because these are the ins and the outs. The ins and the outs of finding pasture. And I submit to you that the church arise, it will arise again, only as she finds these ins and outs again. I fear for the church during this season. I fear for the church that these ins and outs could be lost. Maybe by design, if we want to go conspiratorial theories. Maybe simply by neglect. Maybe by, just like a sheep may feel, wow, I can get outside the fence and I can feel good for a while, and then have no idea how to get back in. But it's a dangerous time. But the church will arise again only as she finds these ins and outs again. Only as she willingly and lovingly follows her great and good shepherd. And so let us pray to the end that each of us will be among that flock that is his flock. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you for the ins and the outs, the familiarity, the predictability, the green pastures, Lord, that you enable us to live in. We thank you for the fences. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the security, the safety that we have in you. We thank you for your desire for us to flourish. Father, we thank you for today, for the opportunity to come and to exercise ourselves in these things. You've been good to the church of old. We pray that you will be good to the church not only today, but tomorrow as well. Help us, O Lord, we pray in these things. And Father, I thank you for these who have come out today. Father, these who have hungered and thirsted for the ins and the outs. They've thirsted, Lord, for the apostles' teaching. They have thirsted for the breaking of bread. They have thirsted for the fellowship. They have thirsted for the prayers. We ask, Lord God, that you would help this to continue. Thank you for being good, our good and great shepherd. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.